Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online delivering your weekly finance news wrap. Today is Monday, June 29th, 2026. We begin with some electrifying news from Australia's budget electric vehicle market. Chery's new compact Q model is edging closer to an entrance into our local scene, ready to disrupt. Already launched in Thailand at a fiercely competitive price, it's expected to rival the BYD's Atto 1, currently the budget EV champ sitting at $23,990. Now, while the Australian pricing remains speculative due to various factors including taxes and shipping, the characteristic of one such potential contender undeniably signifies increased competition. Potential buyers remember to factor in not just the selling price, but also all costs, including insurance and charging. Moving forward, a recent report by ASIC has spotlighted some concerns regarding Australia's car finance market. After a review of over 350,000 loans, ASIC found alarming issues, particularly in loans distributed via dealers and brokers. High fees, unjust interest rates, and mismatched vehicle valuations have prompted ASIC to urge buyers, especially those seeking to finance an EV, to scrutinize loan terms and conditions on all sides. This includes looking at guaranteed future value arrangements and being mindful of the alignment of loan amounts with vehicle values. Pivoting to the housing market, there's a sea of change rolling in. Domain's FY27 forecast suggests a greater unevenness in our housing market, with factors like affordability, interest rates, and local supply influencing property values. Sydney and Melbourne may see significant house price drops, while Perth, Brisbane, and Adelaide could sustain growth due to housing shortages and population increases, particularly in the case of refinancers. Navigating these changes will require understanding one's financial position, assessing multiple rate scenarios, and staying abreast with market trends. Finally, turning tides in the marina sector, signs of a buoyant boat buying market are surfacing. Marina Industries Association's recent surveys indicate high occupancy rates in marinas, averaging 85.4%, indicating strong demand for berths and marine services. For prospective boat owners, understanding ownership beyond purchase prices, costs for storage, maintenance, and financing options is key to smoothly sail through this competitive market. And that's your wrap for today, Monday, June 29th, 2026. For more information on personal and business loan finance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, keeping you informed and in charge of your financial journey.